Hey Falcons fans, welcome back to another edition of Falcons Film Session brought to you by State Farm. The outcome of this past weekend game was not what we wanted, but there was some great things that happened in this week's game. And also we're going to show you something that didn't go as well. But to start off in this week's Falcons Film Session, we're going to start with an outstanding run up front by Steven Jackson. Also, what happened up front with the offensive line? Up here first, we have what's going to happen with the guard and the center, which is Austin Moore and also Lamar Holmes. These guys are going to get a great, great double team block right here on Geno Atkins. As they get the double team block, you're going to see Lamar Holmes sift up what they call sift up and block this linebacker. And then you're going to see Blaylock. He's going to belly around and he's going to get a block on this linebacker. And they're all going to, you're going to have a good block by the tight end here as well on the defensive end. It's going to leave a gaping hole for Steven Jackson to run through. So a good job up front by the offensive line and end up being a very, very great play here. As you can see, here's your double team block up front by your guard and tackle. And now you're going to see Lamar Holmes sift up to this linebacker. And as you see, Justin Blaylock is also coming around in this gaping hole to knock out this opposite linebacker, which leaves a huge hole right here for Steven Jackson to run through. And there it is. You can actually see it from a better angle right here. Lamar Holmes has gotten up on his linebacker. And also Justin Blaylock has came around and he has his opposing linebacker as well. And here's a huge, huge gaping hole for Steven Jackson to run through. And picks up about 8 yards before he's even touched. So a great job up front by the offensive line, getting some pressure. Each guy's getting a hat on a hat and understanding who they have in that power old scheme. Justin Blaylock coming around to kick out the linebacker, guard and tackle, sifting up to the extra linebacker and having a great run, picking up 8 to 10 yards on that particular play, which is positive yardage. That was a great offensive play we just showing up front by the big guys up front. So I'm trying to give the big guys some love. I know they like to get some love here and there. So I'm going to give the next one is a defensive play. Good job up front by Malachi Goodman. As you can see, Malachi Goodman on this play, he is the outside containment right here. Now, Cincinnati is going to go in motion. They're going to send motion here. You're going to see the safety come down, carry him. And now Robert McClain, who's in the slot, who actually had him from the beginning, now he comes inside the box to become a linebacker. So now Malachi Goodman is now your contained player. All right. So as the play goes on, you're going to see Rob McClain go. He's going to sit here. Here comes the safety. And now you see Malachi Goodman now is the only contained player out here stopping any type of run that comes. Cincinnati comes with a long sweep, but watch. Right now, you see Malachi Goodman's here. This is him. Look how far he has pushed his tight end back into the backfield, which allows penetration. So now, by him not, he's setting the edge here. And by him setting his edge, he pushes this play further wider. So now, you got guys coming in from the inside. Joplo's coming in. And now you see offers coming from the outside to fill. And now, as the further he stretches this play out, the more contained you have. And there comes Alfred to make the play. So an excellent job up front by Malachi setting the edge and now pushing this defensive, this tight end backwards. They started on the 25-yard line, and look how far he pushes the tight end back. Good hand pressure here by him as well. And he gets outside, and here comes Alfred to make a play. And there's a positive yardage play for the defense, making a good play. And all started with Malachi Goodman setting the edge, not giving up containment, and holding his point at the line of scrimmage, which allows the other guys to come from the inside and make a play. We just saw a great offensive play. I showed you a great defensive play by Malachi Goodman. Now I'm going to show you the touchdown by Cincinnati, what actually happened on that particular play to allow them to have the huge touchdown pass and everything that went into it. Now this is what we call a cover zero blitz. Cover zero blitz means they are blitzing all guys on defense, leaving everybody else in man-to-man coverage. So you're going to have 8 guys blitzing right here. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you got all 4 of the defensive linemen blitzing. So you got 8 guys up front that are going to be blitzing. which leaves man-to-man coverage on the outside for all your defensive backs. All right? So you got eight guys blitzing. You got three guys in coverage. Now, offensively, they only have seven guys to pick up eight guys. They got seven guys in here to pick up all eight guys. So that means there's going to be one guy that's left unaccounted for when they blitz. Now, what happens here is the Bengals receiver is running a skinny post. Alford right now is playing what we call outside leverage of the receiver. If he's playing outside leverage, it's going to be easier for him to get inside. So as the Falcons come with their all-out blitz, you're going to see Alford playing outside leverage. And now you see the Falcons have all eight guys blitzing. On the outside, you got man-to-man coverage here, man-to-man coverage, man-to-man coverage, all right? So that's the biggest thing is now the Falcons have one free guy who can get to the quarterback. Now, basically, what happens here is the Cincinnati says, hey, we're going to beat you or you're going to be able to get to us. So the Falcons are hoping they can get to Andy Dalton before he gets the ball off. Unfortunately, they are not able to get to him. And it comes out with a big play. But here's the big thing about it. It's not like Alford's in bad position. He actually has good position and just barely misses the football. This is a game of inches, really. And this is, they're making a good play, and the Falcons just come up a little bit short on this particular play, which leads to the big touchdown. Now, on the back end, I'm going to show you exactly how it looks for the quarterback. Right now, you see the Falcons have all eight guys here at the line of scrimmage. All eight are coming. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Bengals only have seven guys to block all eight of these Falcon defenders. So one guy will come free, which is Babineau right now. You can see Babineau right here in the middle of your screen. And Andy Dalton is already about to make his throw. And you see the receiver coming on his quick post right here. Babineau just doesn't get to him in time enough. Andy Dalton gets it off, leads him in good position. And just look how close Alford is to making this play. That's how close he is to making this play. So tough call. Good positioning by the Falcons. They had a chance to go after them, try to put some pressure on them. Just didn't come out with the outcome you want. I want to thank you for joining us for another edition of Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. Looking forward to seeing everybody next week. Come back. We have some better plays.